It's just gone 24 minutes after 6. Now, this feature is brought to you by Chartered Accountants of South Africa, Leaders in Tax, Leaders in Business. Tomorrow, Finance Minister Pravin Gordhan will deliver his budget speech in Parliament. Gordhan is expected to announce fiscal contraction measures, namely more taxes and lower government expenditure. And I'm joined on the line by Lesiba Motata. He's the Chief Economist at Investment Solutions. Lesiba, thank you so much for your time.
Hi, how's it? Very good, thanks.
Now, I've heard a lot of expectations from various economists, business leaders throughout the day, and I just want to understand your thoughts and where you're seeing tomorrow's budget going.
I think it will increasingly be a tax budget. In other words, they are likely to hike taxes. There's a 28 billion rand that needs to be taken care of, and I'll expect personal income taxes to go up. They may introduce a new bracket at the top end. Also, they may do other wealth-related tax, estate duty taxes, trusts, and also capital gains tax will again be on focus.
There's been a concern, I mean, amongst, you know, the people I've been speaking to, you know, wanting to know whether there's a chance of personal income tax, you know, going up. They're saying that, you know, we're paying so much, you know, we're so strapped in terms of our spending, consumer spending. Are you seeing that likely to happen, personal income tax?
Yes, and I think it will be on the upper side. Those who earn a lot more money, more than a million, we'll get to pay a lot more because there is a deficit. There is a need to fill the fiscus, and it can happen. And also, there is a risk that VAT could go up, although it's not what one expects. But if you look at the disposition of the National Treasury in the last 2 years, they have been itching to hike taxes, including VAT. Yeah, so it could prove a tax situation.
Now, you've written a very interesting piece, which is titled Unleash the Business Spirit of South Africa, Dear Minister. And some of the salient points that I got there is that we need to improve business confidence and investment. And, you know, a lot of the leaders that are going to be listening in are going to be, you know, wanting to hear about decisive policy action, etc. Just give me in just quickly a summary of your article and what exactly, you're alluding to here.
So in South Africa right now, there's a deep recession of private business investments in creating new capital. In other words, the new economy is not being created. There's no investment from the business sector. It's a very deep recession. And that requires concerted effort to make sure that we can boost business confidence in it. It could eventually increase investments. And I've heard the National Treasury and other government officials talking very, very deeply about that issue. It needs to be a focal point because with such high cash balances and other measures that actually suggest that there is a problem in terms of investments in the country, one needs to take it very seriously and change ways, so to speak.
All right, Lesiba, we'll have to leave it there. I'm sure you're going to be listening very interesting on the minister's budget tomorrow, but we'll chat soon. Thank you so much for your time.
Okay, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
That was Lesiba Motata, who's the Chief Economist at Investment Solutions. This feature was brought to you by Chartered Accountants of South Africa, Leaders in Tax, Leaders in Business. From myself, Nastasia Arendse, and the rest of the MoneyWeb team, good night.